I want you to just picture this for a second. It's late at night, you're tired, you've just tried to make a crypto transaction, maybe you're swapping some tokens, maybe moving funds, you hit confirm, pay the gas fee, and then just nothing.
Oh, that little spinning wheel of death. That is a very specific pit of your stomach kind of dread.
Exactly. It's instant panic. You're thinking, did I just lose everything? Did I click the wrong button?
Right?
So you do what we all do. You go where the people are, you jump on X or maybe a Discord server, and you type out a little plea for help. Hey, my transaction's stuck. Anyone else seeing this?
You're basically sending up a flare. You are broadcasting your vulnerability to the entire world.
And almost immediately, I mean, we're talking seconds later, ping, a DM request.
Of
Her
course.
profile picture is the official logo. The name is something like MetaMask Support Team. And the message says, "Hello, user. We noticed your transaction failed. We're here to assist."
And in that moment, all you feel is just this wave of relief. It feels like a lifeline has just been thrown to you.
It feels like customer service finally arrived. But, and this is the hard truth we're going to unpack today, the lifeline isn't a lifeline at all. It's a trap.
A very calculated, psychologically engineered trap. And it works. It works incredibly well.
It does. And that's why today we are doing a deep dive into the fake support scam.
Yep. We're pulling our material here directly from the Staying Safe crypto course, specifically lesson 4, which really breaks down these attacks.
And our goal today isn't just to, tell you these scams exist. I think most people kind of know that. Our real mission is to dissect the whole anatomy of the con so thoroughly that you can spot it in your sleep.
We want to help you build what the source calls a fake support shield. The goal is to basically rewire that gut instinct that says, "Oh, look, help," and replace it with, "Oh, look, a predator."
Okay, so let's start with an analogy from the source material, which I think is a really good starting point. It compares this whole thing to those old school Microsoft tech support phone scams.
Right, the classic cold call. "Hello, this is Windows. We've detected a virus on your computer."
We all laugh at those now. But the source argues this is just the digital evolution of that. But it feels so much more sophisticated, doesn't it?
It is more sophisticated because the entire mechanism has been inverted. I mean, think about the old Microsoft scam. That was a cold call. They were actively hunting.
They were interrupting your dinner.
Exactly. They had to dial, thousands of random numbers just to find one person who might be gullible enough to listen. It was so inefficient.
So it's different now.
In crypto, they don't hunt, they scavenge. They just wait for you to raise your hand and ask for help.
That is a really, really important distinction. So in this new version, I'm the one who actually initiates the interaction.
Precisely. The moment you post, "My wallet won't connect," or "Why is my transaction pending?" you are self-identifying as a perfect target.
I'm telling them two things, right? One, I have crypto.
And two, and this is the crucial part, you're telling them you are currently confused, frustrated, and looking for an authority figure to solve your problem.
That emotional state,
Yeah.
that's the key. I'm not thinking clearly, I'm just panicking.
You are in a state of what they call high emotional arousal. And it's a known fact, when emotions go up, critical thinking goes down. These scammers, they aren't just looking for people with crypto, they're looking for people in pain.
So let's get into the scammer's playbook. The source material breaks it down into this four-step process. It's almost industrial. Step one is finding the target. How are they finding these posts so fast? I mean, I've seen replies appear literally seconds after a tweet goes up.
Yeah, that speed is the big giveaway that you're not dealing with a human, at least not at first. It's automated surveillance. These scam rings run these sophisticated bots that are constantly scraping the APIs of Twitter, Discord, and Telegram.
So they're just scanning for a list of trigger words.
A huge list. Stuck, failed, hacked, help, withdrawal, support, you name it. The second your post containing one of those words hits the server, a bot flags it.
Wow. So if I go into the official Phantom Wallet Discord and type, "Help, my swap is pending," a bot probably sees that before a human moderator even has a chance.
Almost certainly. And depending on the operation, that bot might even auto-reply, or it'll just ping a human closer to jump in and start the conversation with you. It's a surveillance state built to find frustration.
Which brings us to step two, making contact. The source really emphasizes the DM, the direct message. Why is that so critical for them? Why not just help me in the public thread where I asked?
Isolation. It's a key strategic move. I mean, think about it. If they try to scam you out in the open in a public comment thread,
other people will see it.
Exactly. The community sees it, real moderators see it, and other users will immediately jump in and say, hey, wait, that's a scam link, don't click it.
So there's safety in public.
It's like herd immunity. They have to separate you from the herd. They need to get you into a private room where they control the entire reality of the situation. That's why the first message is almost always, check your DMs, or message us privately for support.
It's like a predator luring you into an alley.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're in the DMs, there are no witnesses.
That's it. It's just you and the person you think is an authority figure. Which leads perfectly into step three, gaining trust. This is where the old Microsoft analogy kind of falls apart. Those guys sounded so unprofessional.
Nice.
But crypto scammers have seriously leveled up. The Source calls it camouflage.
Oh, I've seen this. The profile looks completely legit. They'll steal the official logo, the banner. They copy the bio word for word. But it's more than just how it looks, isn't it? It's the language.
Oh, absolutely. They speak the dialect. They don't just say, give me your password. They'll say something like, sir, we've noticed a desynchronization in the mainnet node that is preventing your transaction hash from validating.
Desynchronization in the mainnet node. I mean, that sounds completely real. It sounds like something I don't understand, but that I probably should understand.
And that's the trap. It's what the Source calls technobabble. They're exploding the knowledge gap. They know most of us understand the basics, you know, buying and selling, but we probably don't know the nitty-gritty of how a blockchain node actually functions.
So when they throw a term like that at me, I immediately feel a little insecure. I don't want to look stupid by admitting I don't know what a mainnet node is.
And you defer to their expertise. You think, wow, this support agent really knows their stuff. The Source highlights a few of these fake terms you should watch out for. Resyncing, validating the dApp, rectifying the smart contract.
Rectifying. That's a good one. Sounds so official.
If anyone ever uses the word rectify or resync in your DMs, it's a massive red flag. But because you're stressed and they sound so competent, you just lower your guard.
Okay, so they've found me, they've isolated me in a DM, they've dazzled me with jargon. Now comes step four, extracting value. The kill. What are they actually asking for?
Right, this is the pivot. They have to move from helping to actually getting access to your funds. The Source identifies two main ways. The classic method, which we still see all the time, is the seed phrase extraction.
The keys to the kingdom. But they're not just asking, hey, what are your 12 words?
No, they're much smoother than that. They'll send you a link to a website, and that site will look exactly like the official support page for whatever wallet you're using. Same logos, same colors, everything.
And on that page, there's a form.
Yep, a form that says something like, enter recovery phrase to initialize node validation.
And there's that technobabble again. Node validation.
They frame it as a technical requirement. We just need to resync your wallet to the blockchain to fix the issue.
I wanted to be absolutely crystal clear on this point because this is probably the most important thing for listeners to hear. Is there ever a real technical reason to resync a wallet with a seed phrase?
No, never. Resyncing a wallet with a seed phrase is a fictional concept invented by scammers. Your seed phrase is a master key. It's for one thing, recovering your wallet on a new device. That is it. You never use it to fix something or validate something or claim something. If anyone asks for it, the conversation is over. It's a scam, full stop.
Okay, so that's the classic attack. But the Source mentions that as people get smarter about seed phrases, the scammers are evolving. They're using drainers now. How does that work?
This is more subtle and honestly way more dangerous. Instead of asking you to type in your 12 words, they just ask you to connect your wallet to their helpful support site.
Which feels totally normal. I mean, we connect our wallets to sites all the time to use dApps.
Exactly. It mimics a standard Web3 interaction. They say, please connect your wallet so we can verify ownership. You click connect, then a pop-up appears in your wallet asking you to approve or sign a transaction.
And I'm just thinking this is like a login, right?
You think it's a login or a signature to prove you are who you say you are. But the code behind that button isn't a login. It's a command called set approval for all. You are signing a contract that gives that scammer's address permission to move all of your tokens.
That's terrifying. It uses the normal kind of confusing user interface of the wallet against you. You just click confirm because you want to get help, and poof, your wallet's empty.
It creates this awful sense of betrayal, too, because you feel like you didn't give them anything. You didn't type a password, but you signed the permission slip.
Let's make this really concrete. Mm. The Source material has this great spot the danger exercise. I think walking through it would be super helpful.
Yeah, let's do it. Role-playing this stuff is the best way to train your brain's threat detector.
Okay, so you're the user. You just posted on Twitter. Having trouble withdrawing from my Phantom wallet. Anyone else? A couple of minutes later, you get two notifications.
Okay, I'm watching my phone. What do I see?
Situation A. You get a DM. The user is at Phantom Support Help. They've got the ghost logo. The message says, "Hi, I'm from the Phantom Support Team. We've detected an error on your node. To fix this, please connect your wallet at phantom-wallet-fix.com and enter your phrase to resync your account."
Okay, got it. And situation B?
Situation B. You get a public reply to your tweet. It's from the verified at Phantom Wallet account. It's got the gold check mark, 500,000 followers. The reply says, "Sorry to hear that. Please submit a ticket through our official help center at help.phantom.app. Our team will get back to you. We will never DM you first."
I mean, when you lay them out side by side like that, the right choice seems completely obvious, doesn't it?
It does seem obvious now in the cold light of day. But let's play devil's advocate for a second. Why does situation A work so often? Why do people fall for that?
Because situation A offers you an immediate solution. The scammer says, "Click here, fix it now." Situation B, the real support, says, "File a ticket and wait." And when you're panicked, wait is the last word on earth you want to hear.
We trade safety for speed.
Every single time. The scam works because it preys on our desire for instant gratification. But let's just break down the red flags in situation A that the source points out. First, the unsolicited DM, obviously.
Right.
Second, look at that URL, phantom-wallet-fix.com.
It has Phantom the Wallet in it. It looks relevant.
That's how they get you. It's a lookalike domain. But real companies don't host support on some random domain like that. They use a subdomain of their main website, like help.phantom.app.
And of course, the request to resync is the absolute smoking gun.
The absolute smoking gun. You see that? You don't even reply. You just close the tab and block them.
So now we have the mechanics of the scam. I want to shift to the defense part of the material. Lesson 4 gives us a shield checklist, which I love.
In high-stakes environments, whether you're a pilot or a surgeon or just in crypto, checklists save lives. Or, you know, life savings.
Okay, let's build the never list. These are the absolute deal breakers. Number 1, first contact.
Real support never DMs you first. That is the golden rule. If you get a message you didn't specifically ask for through an official ticket system, you have to assume it's a scam. Treat every single unsolicited DM as hostile.
Number 2, the seed phrase.
We covered it, but it bears repeating 100 times. No support agent, no admin, no one needs your seed phrase for any reason. Ever. It's for your eyes only.
Number 3, remote access. This one was interesting because it feels so much like traditional IT support.
Yeah, this goes right back to the old Microsoft scam roots. They'll say, "I can't fix this from my end. Can you download TeamViewer or AnyDesk so I can guide you through it?"
Just let me drive for a second.
And if you let them drive, they're not fixing anything. They're on your computer searching for text files named passwords, or they're opening your wallet and sending your funds to themselves while you watch, completely helpless. No legitimate crypto company uses screen sharing to debug user accounts.
Okay, so those are the hard stops.
No.
But the source also talks about specific scripts or narratives they use to get past our logic. The urgency script is a big one.
Urgency is the ultimate brain hack. When we feel an urgent threat, our amygdala, the fight or flight part of our brain, it just takes over. And the prefrontal cortex, the part that does logic and risk assessment, it effectively shuts down.
So when they DM you saying, "We've detected unauthorized access, act now or your funds will be locked," they're trying to trigger that amygdala hijack?
Precisely. They are manufacturing a crisis. So that you don't have time to stop and think, "Wait, why is this URL weird?" Or, "Why are they DMing me?" Real support is boring. It's slow. It never threatens you.
That's actually a fantastic rule of thumb. Real support is boring. If the interaction feels like you're in an action movie, it's probably a scam.
Spot on.
So let's talk about what to do when we actually do need help. Because sometimes transactions do get stuck. We do need support. If I can't trust DMs, what's the correct way to get help?
You have to be the one to initiate the conversation through the official channel. So you never, ever click a link someone sends you. You open a new browser tab, you type in the official URL, yourself-coinbase.com, phantom.app, whatever it is, check the spelling. Then you navigate to their help or support section.
And use their official ticket system.
Yes. You submit a ticket, you get a ticket number, and then, and this is the hardest part for everyone, you wait.
The silence of the support queue.
It's painful. It feels like you're being ignored. But that ticket system creates an authenticated paper trail. DMs are the Wild West. The ticket queue is civilization.
The source also suggests a tactic called public verification, which I really like because it uses the community as a defense.
It's a great little sanity check. If some admin Steve DMs you, just take a screenshot of his profile, go back to the public channel, and post it. Just ask, hey everyone, is this person a real admin?
And what usually happens?
The real mods will ban admin Steve in seconds and reply, no, that's a fake account. You're basically using the herd immunity of the group to protect yourself.
Seems like so much of this, really, it just comes down to taking a breath.
Speed kills in crypto. It really does. The blockchain is immutable. If you make a mistake, there's no undo button. Mm. Scammers rely on you moving faster than you can think. That fake support shield we talked about, it's really just a mental speed bump. It's a mechanism that forces you to stop and ask the right questions.
Before we wrap up, there's a final thought in the source material that I wanted to touch on. We've talked about the how and the what's, but what about the why? Why are we so susceptible to this? I mean, we're taught not to talk to strangers, but we'll hand over our digital keys to some anime avatar in Discord.
It's a really profound question. I think it comes down to what you could call a crisis of interface. Crypto is hard. It's really technical. It's unforgiving. And, you know, it's lonely. When you're your own bank, you're also your own IT department. And most of us are not qualified for that job.
That is a heavy burden to carry. So when the scammer shows up, they're not just offering tech support. They're offering, what, relief?
Exactly. They're offering to share that burden. They are stepping in and saying, hey, you don't have to be your own bank right now. I'll take the wheel for you. And that desire to just abdicate responsibility, even for a moment, is so incredibly powerful. We have to realize that in this space, the silence of that official support ticket, it isn't a bug. It's actually a feature of a secure system.
The silence is a feature. Wow. That is a really powerful way to reframe that feeling of frustration.
It is. Official channels are slow because they're verifying things. Scammers are fast because they're bypassing verification entirely. If you want safety, you have to embrace the friction.
Embrace the friction. I think that's the mantra for today.
I think so.
Okay. So to recap our deep dive on defeating the fake support scam. One. Scammers are using bots to monitor public channels for words like help and stuck.
Two, they immediately move you to DMs to isolate you.
Three, they use technobabble and fake authority to gain your trust. And four, the final kill shot is asking for your seed phrase or for you to sign a malicious transaction.
And the shield is simple.
Yeah.
Real support will never DM you first, and they will never, ever ask for your seed phrase.
Hmm. Memorize that, and you basically eliminate 99% of the threat. Listeners, the next time you're feeling stressed and a helpful stranger pings you, just take a breath, pour a coffee, check the URL. And remember, if it feels too good to be true, it's probably a drainer. Keep those shields up. Thanks for listening to this deep dive.
Stay safe out there.